Hey, thanks for asking me out. And thanks for walking me home, too. It's been a really great evening. No, really, I was pretty much set on being alone for prom. Knocking out my last boyfriend probably had something to do with that. At least more so than me being an orc. This is my first dance, you know. Yeah, I thought you'd remember. No homecomings, no proms, no anything. I was never that interested, to be honest. The annoying dresses and awkward dancing, blech. You asked me out when we were freshmen, but I think that was just so I wouldn't be alone. That was kind, but unnecessary. But then my last boyfriend cheated on me, and with a fucking elf, too. Ugh. She had been stepping up on him since we started dating, I swear to gods. I mean, you obviously noticed how sad I was after that. I felt really insecure and ugly and stupid. When you asked, it really cheered me up, you know. But, well, I told you I'm having a good time, all right, so you don't need to lie, even though it's something that humans tend to do. Did you just ask me out because you felt sorry for me? What's that? Speak up. You really didn't? Really? No, I trust you. I just... Why did you ask me out then? Maybe I suspected a little bit, but, it's very flattering. I mean, we've known each other forever, and you're definitely my favorite human. So you being attracted to me is, Look, can we just change the subject? No, I'm not rejecting you. I mean, I just need to think about that for a bit, okay? Is that okay? I really don't want to hurt you, but I don't want to answer you without really thinking about it. You're important to me, and I want to make sure I'm being fully truthful with both you and myself. It's different now than when we were kids. Do you remember when my family moved to town? Yeah. The war had been over for a while and immigration was common in the cities and coasts, but not in the suburbs yet. My parents were pretty insistent, though. If they were moving, they wanted the American dream. Especially for their daughter. Oh, gods. I was so awkward when I first showed up. I can't believe you remember all that. I wanted to fight everyone. Okay, maybe not fight, but you know, stand up for myself all the time and challenge everyone on everything. Prove that I would be a good friend. I didn't understand humans at all. If you hadn't seen through what I was doing, then I would have been all alone that year. Huh? Your dad told you about orc girls first. I mean, I know he fought in the war, but it's difficult to imagine him dating an orc. Especially after you know... I know he's different now, but he was not happy when he found out we were friends. Your mom wasn't all that sure either, but she accepted me pretty quickly. There's a woman who knows how to challenge her mate. Anyway, you were brave then, both for becoming and remaining my friend. Don't act like it's nothing. It's not nothing. No, it's just, I saw more than you know. I wasn't spying on you. I just know that you were a true friend then. I saw you that day after school. Yes, that day. I was maybe 100 feet away, but I knew that they were making fun of you for being my friend. I felt bad, and I wanted to come over there and help, but I wasn't sure if you would be all right with me defending you. Yeah, so they stopped making fun of you and started making fun of me. I didn't mind that so much, but you just stopped. I've never seen anything like it. You balled your hands into fists and they saw it was bothering you, so they started saying worse stuff. Sex stuff. They probably didn't even understand it. They just heard their parents or older siblings. Before I could do anything, you were running at them and shouting. They were surprised at first and you knocked one of them down, but then there were three more of them. So you couldn't have won on your own. Before I could do anything, you were on your back with a black eye and a bloody nose. I wanted to go over to you, to help you up, to ask you why you didn't. But I knew that it might have been wrong somehow. You didn't do it because I was watching. You did it because I was your friend. You stood up after a moment and brushed yourself off. You got a little teary, but by the time you started walking home, you were smiling. I remember that. That confused me. The next day, you were almost proud of your black eye. I wanted to ask you about it, or at least tell you that you were brave, but I couldn't find a way to do it. I knew that you were a real friend then, and a warrior. Don't laugh. I'm being serious. You held nothing back, and you were hurt for it. And then you got back up. Yes, I mean it, silly. My parents weren't sure about you at first either. You're smaller than me, and you'll probably always be shorter. You were kind of shy and quiet and extremely polite in a human way. No, Mom and Dad loved that you were my friend. They just didn't understand that you were a warrior. They get it now. You've stood by me all this time. Mom was really happy that you asked me. She is wingmanning us hard, I can tell. No, of course that's not why I accepted. I was looking forward to this with you. I wanted to look good for you and everything and not just work good. I got my friends to help me with my look. They did my makeup and even helped me pick out my clothes. Not just my dress either, but what's underneath. Oh wow, I did not mean to tell you that. Yeah, I can see your brain working. Why would she be concerned about what her underwear looked like if she wasn't planning on showing someone? Wow, this is embarrassing. I really didn't mean to lead with that. Oh, jeez, I'm fucking this all up. I was trying to do this your way, and I think I just need to do this my way. So that day, many years ago, when you fought for me, I think that it might have been when I fell in love with you. It wasn't like I feel now. It was simple and silly and romantic. I'd read a lot of comics with girls and boys meeting in school by then. I didn't fully understand them, but they were similar enough to the stories that orcs tell. I knew, though, that you were the one. But you know how things go. We got older. We made other friends. We dated other people. It was okay, and I was a little jealous at first. Okay, I was very jealous, but I wasn't going to disturb your happiness. I was convinced that you really felt nothing like that for me, and I was coming to terms with it. That's just how life ends sometimes. Then I got cheated on and dumped my boyfriend, and you asked me out. You were so nervous, so careful. You didn't want there to be any confusion. Part of me thought that you were doing it just because you felt bad for me, but we were always so comfortable together, so I knew that there was more to it than that. My friend said you had a huge crush on me too, which surprised me. So I was going to walk home with you tonight and then challenge you, you know, like we do, to prove that you liked me. If you didn't, then it would hurt, but I know. I guess you beat me to it, though. Still, tradition is tradition. Maybe I went too easy on my ex, and that's why I ended up with a jerk. So, I need to find a way for me to challenge you so that you can prove that you really love me. Wait, what are you... God, you can't just do that. You can't kiss a girl when she's challenging you. You're supposed to wait for... Alright, fine, have it your way. Come on. No, you've got me all worked up. You should have known how dangerous that would be. No, I'm not slowing down and neither are you. We're going to my house right now. Well, my parents are out of town tonight and they're visiting family. Yes, that's right. I'm dragging you back to my house where there are no parents at all, and then I'm going to have my way with you. And you're just going to fucking take it like a good little boyfriend, okay? Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see about that. There's my house. Are you telling me you don't want to go up to my room and you know? That's what I thought. Nope, my parents thought this might happen. That's why they left the house to us. Is it weird? I guess for humans, but they got married at our age. The war was still on. No, I want to go to college just like you. I don't want to get married for a long time, but what I do want is you now. Yeah, I pushed you on your back. Maybe you should just lay there and take it like a good little human boy. Oh, fuck, you're shorter than me, but you're still strong. And I can't maneuver at all in this dress. Fine, I'm taking it off. Wow, that shuts you up fast. Is that what you wanted to see? Your best friend in a cute lacy bra and panties? No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just not used to seeing myself this way. I can see how much you want me, and it feels really, really good. I've always thought you were cute, you know. Take off your clothes. Nope, I'm serious. You've seen almost all of me. Now I need to see all of you. That's right. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Wow. I mean, wow. You look really good naked. I mean it. And your cock, it's really hard. And it's certainly not small. I mean, I'd heard you humans had big, you know, but it's different up close. Okay, I'll take the rest off now. But don't get your hopes up. There, this is me. I'm in good shape, but I'm not delicate or pretty. I'm kind of too tall and not skinny, and I mean, I'm green everywhere. You seem to really like my breast. I guess that makes sense with all the times I've caught you checking out other girls. I bet you did look at me, didn't you? Oh, fuck. Did you just pinch my nipple? You little... No, don't stop. I'm fine. Yeah, it just feels so good to grind up against your naked body. I'm ready now, I think. Will you be my first? Yeah, I know it's lame, but... I'm a virgin. Will you help me fix that problem? Great. Can we do it human style? I mean missionary, you goof. With you on top. Yeah, I'll lay down and spread my legs a little and you get on top and... Oh, God. No, it's fine. Your cock is just so hard and hot and I've never felt anything like it, and you like it when I touch it, don't you? Don't worry about my claws. I won't hurt you. I'll never hurt you. Now get on top and let me guide you in. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just stay there for a second. You're a lot bigger than my fingers. Okay. Okay, keep going. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I need this so much. I need you. Fuck me, please. Yes, slowly at first like that. Yeah. Yeah, I've wanted this for a long time. I dream about you. I think about you and touch myself. Do you like hearing that? Do you like it when your girlfriend talks dirty to you? You can go harder, please. Faster. Oh, God, please. I love you so much. Please, baby. Please love me. I'm yours. Yes. Like that. please. Please come with me. Come with me. Please, 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 please. Please, 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 just, I'm coming. My gods, that was so nice. Wait, let me cuddle up next to you for a while, okay? Thanks for fighting me a little when I challenged you. That makes this more special. You've always taken my feelings seriously, and I love you for that. No, I mean, yes, I do want the challenge custom, but not like all the time. 2, maybe 3 times a day, tops. And only for a minute. Longer for serious stuff. I've been watching a lot of human romance movies too, so I know what I have to do for you too. I need to be submissive and, like, fake innocent and pretend to be dumb, I guess, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Yet I'll do it for you. Oh, you don't want that? Well then, what do you want? Me? Just how I am? Well, that I can do, too. Come here. I have some more things I want to do to you before you have to go home.